Only very rarely do CEOs and corporate officials comment on political developments. But sometimes a company gets dragged into the messy world of politics against its will and in full view. That's pretty much what's happened to Sony Pictures with its film The Interview, a movie which pokes fun at the North Korean leadership. Sony was hacked ahead of the film's release, and under the threat of further hacking, last week the company said it was scrapping The Interview's cinematic release in America. US officials and Sony say the hack was a North Korean cyber attack. Pyongyang is furious. Today it threatened to, in its words, use all types of warfare against the US in retaliation. They even sent out people on the streets of the North Korean capital to talk to the foreign media about it.
Today, cyber warfare goes on in many places around the world for different reasons. And there are various kinds of hacking problems and codes in cyberspace. But the US is now criticizing our country with an unreasonable report based on the results of a technical analysis, and I think this is a provocation and a disgrace. The US should try to understand why they have suffered such a loss in this incident, instead of trying to investigate who has carried out the attack.
I think that just like our authorities have said, we should never pardon or show any kind of mercy to those undesirable elements who want to hurt the dignity of our supreme leadership. I also think it's legitimate for us to target those responsible for any acts against our country and their bases, wherever they are, whoever is criticizing our country by spreading unfounded rumors.
The word on the streets of Pyongyang. Of course, it's worth remembering that it's customary for North Koreans to be required to show loyalty to their government at all times. But where does all this controversy leave Sony? A question for Ken Kukie of The Economist. He's the newspaper's former Tokyo correspondent and author of a book called Big Data.
Well, it's clear that Sony has a problem. This is not the first time they've been hacked, and you would have thought that they would have hardened their infrastructure even better. But some of the details of the hack that have slipped out have suggested that they didn't take all the steps that they needed. One example is that passwords were stored in a file called passwords. That might not be the most elusive way to deter your detractors. So you do wonder whether Sony could have done more, and it's probably certain that they could have. However, I would stress that all companies are vulnerable to cybersecurity intrusions.
The implication is that Sony made it slightly easier than it could have been.
The fact that so much was taken suggests that they could have taken certain aspects of their certain files and put it in different locations and hardened that infrastructure too. So clearly, not only are all companies vulnerable, Sony looks like they were more vulnerable because of sloppy cybersecurity practices.
So is that a structural problem, do you think, in the company, or is it a managerial problem? What does it come down to?
Well, it comes down to a management problem. They needed to hire the A team of cybersecurity, and clearly they didn't. Secondly, it needs to be...
You mean after the last hack?
Certainly, exactly.
Not this one, but the last one.
Precisely. After the last hack, they could have done more to beef up their infrastructure, and we obviously now know that they did not. Secondly, you can understand why not. It's a very big and diffused company with lots of different lines of authority that reports ultimately to Tokyo. And there you can imagine that the decision-making was slow, that cybersecurity is only an investment, it's a cost, and you never monetize it. There's no revenue stream at the end of it. You have a culture in Japanese companies that sort of do the minimum and hope for the best when it comes to software-related things rather than hardware, where they can physically see it, touch it, and they know how to innovate around it. You have a question of the managerial practices of how you would hire someone and what salary you would give them. Can you give your cybersecurity specialist a salary that's higher than the boss's?
Well, that doesn't happen in Japanese companies.
In Japanese companies, that's absolutely forbidden. In American companies or Western companies, that's completely standard practice.
Do you think there must be lots of companies around the world looking at what happened, thinking we're as vulnerable as Sony, really?
Well, look, in the past year, we've seen large banks declare that they have their defenses have been breached. We know that at Target and at other American retailers, there's been wanton intrusions into their systems. So all companies, yes, understand this, but it's only when it's a deadly crisis to your existence, do you really take the actions and do you step it up? I think now boards of directors are going to be reconvening in their first meeting of 2015 and jacking up the funding that they give to cybersecurity, because they're looking at what's happened to Sony. They're looking at the shame that's been brought around them, and they don't want to avoid that at all cost.
that North Korea is threatening to attack the US over a Hollywood movie. It sort of boggles the mind. Where do you think this is going to lead?
Well, those of us having covered Asian politics know that this is standard fare for North Korea. There's nothing new there. They're always threatening to blow everyone to smithereens. However, I think that the Obama administration has missed a tick. When North Korea suggested that they create a joint task force to investigate the intrusions, the Obama administration should have seized upon that and immediately have done it. And the reason why is, frankly, there is very little intelligence that America has on North Korea. Any chance of dialogue is a good thing. So I think that Obama should have absolutely seized the initiative and said, yes, we should have this working group. And for one reason, you'll find out if North Korea was behind it or not, because you'd have a sense of their technical competence. This is a country that lacks electrification in most areas. So the idea that they could do it themselves is rather ludicrous. However, they certainly could buy, pay for it and buy someone in China who could do this or somewhere else for that matter.
That was Ken Kukier of The Economist newspaper. And we have approached Sony for a statement, but haven't received one so far.